following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yeah, don't you love all that new announcer sound that we have now that we've moved over to AM 1590.
That announcer was into it. Yes, happy to be on 1590 The Answer, broadcasting here on a beautiful Saturday.
Yeah, so, gotta love it. Yeah. Getting excited. Summer's coming. It's right around the corner. We got all kinds of fun spring weather that's been going on.
It's good time of year here. So glad this time of year where it's finally daylight early. And daylight later, so it's not dark when I go into work and dark when I come home from work.
I'm not with you because I get up at 5 a.m., so when the time changed this time, it was like, I was just getting light.
I'm a banker. We don't like to get up until, you know, the sun's out and the butter's soft, that sort of thing.
That sounds like from when you were in England.
I'm just kidding.
And the butter's soft?
Right. You know, warms up. Yeah.
No, I get the reference, but... Yeah. How many people let their butter sit out anymore? I don't think most people do. But anyway, okay, that's a fascinating way to start the show. But, you know, you were missing last week.
I was.
You were AWOL. On a vacation.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
and
yes.
Good for you. Or you were just getting back from your large trek.
Right. Yes. It's been a...
You were kind of globetrotting almost, although you kept it all in the U.S., right?
Started my trip in Hawaii. Took a stop in Montana for some skiing up Whitefish, Montana.
Oh, gosh. I thought you went up to like Whistler. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And finished it up in Daytona Beach, Florida for Bike Week, which is a very interesting group of humanity, to put it lightly.
Yes, I'll bet.
It's sort of like Sturgis Mini, you know, well, not even really Mini, probably 150.
It's probably 150,000. Sturgis with a lot less clothes.
Right.
Because Sturgis is already pretty risque, but there it's warmer.
Right, and it's Florida. And we all know that in Florida, they're crazy. Yeah, there are some crazy people in Florida.
Well, then you fit right in.
Yeah, worked out.
Okay,
good. Got to meet up one of my brother's got a good friend that lives out there in Christmas, Florida, which is sort of in the middle of the state.
There's a place called Christmas?
In the swamps. He has a hunting cabin and affectionately known as Detox Mansion. And this thing was in the middle of nowhere
on
about a 7,200 acre preserve. No. Nothing but us and the pigs and the turkeys, I think, out there. Pretty interesting. I got a view of like beach Florida, and I got a view of redneck Florida.
Okay.
You know, I kind of got to see both sides of it. So it was a lot of fun.
Was there muck out there?
No. It's all good. Sugar sand, very slippery stuff.
Sandy.
Just try riding a Harley on that stuff, and you'll just know how slippery it is.
I think I'm going to pass.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to pass. Detox Mansion just kind of
Mansion
didn't sell me on it. I don't think I would use that as a listing description.
No? Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying that's kind of not a great way to sell a property. But it's probably very descriptive of the experience you had. So
yes, it is. And if you can all hear the music from the movie Deliverance playing in the background, that would be pretty much Detox Mansion in Christmas, Florida.
Yeah, well, maybe David can put that in that for us later.
Yeah, anyway.
So while you were gone.
Batteries charged, happy to be back.
Yeah, you sound happier.
Yeah.
So, you know, rates were kind of going through some massive throws, you know.
Yes.
Probably needed a chiropractor while you were gone.
It's
so do you want to catch us up? Because last week, of course, I said, since I'm not licensed as a mortgage professional, I couldn't really talk about it other than the fact that we've been seeing them kind of marching upwards a bit.
Right. Well, last week, the pressure was at the beginning of the week was heading up. However, on Wednesday, the Federal Reserve, their Open Market Committee, who meets roughly every 6 weeks, increased interest rates.
Yes, I
saw
that.
So they increased short-term rates, which is the federal funds rate. That many times, and this case is no exception, has a positive impact on longer-term rates, on mortgage rates. So the fact that the Fed increased on Wednesday, mm-hmm. 0.25%, actually caused long-term mortgage rates to rally a bit.
Okay.
And so we actually have seen the rates start to trend down just a little bit.
Okay.
This week, and we're down to about
since they've been up, that's a good sign.
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually right now at about a 2-week low point for mortgage rates. We're off our highs. So today, the national average for a conventional conforming 30-year fixed-rate loan is sitting at 4.52%. And we were up over around 4.625 or so a couple of weeks ago. So
it's
about an eighth of a percent lower.
Yeah, and we were running some repeats, so we didn't even get a chance to talk about that 2 weeks ago.
Right. Okay. So they've kind of started to track down just a little bit. A 15-year fixed rate is hovering 3.9%. VA and FHA hovering around 4.3%.
Okay.
And jumbo 30-year fixed rates are hovering around 4.5%. So all in all, you know,
jumbo's at 4.5.
Yeah, around 4.5.
Okay, so they've been pretty stable then.
Fairly stable.
Okay,
yeah, fairly stable.
Good to see.
They tend to be pretty much synced up right now with a conforming conventional rate. For a long time, they were lower, you know, than a conventional rate.
And then they went up.
Then they went
above them.
Yeah, you know, pretty significantly. So
yeah, so I'm actually happy to hear that because as we keep talking about on the show, the housing prices here just keep going up and up. And of course, we're breaking records. You know, we're hitting like 660, 700 as an average sale price in Seattle. I mean, not everywhere, of course. I mean, Renton is still, you know, trailing behind. And so is the farther south. And of course, Tacoma has a lot of properties in the, mm-hmm. you know, 250 to 350 range still. But when you're talking Bellevue, Seattle, even Shoreline now, which has gotten so much more activity because of what's going on with ST3 coming through and mm-hmm. all of that. People are needing more and more of the jumbo loans.
Right.
Right. We have more and more customers needing those. And so I'm glad to see them kind of settling back a little bit.
Yeah, they're starting to kind of settle down a bit. And one of the things also to remind our listeners, every year there's a loan limit set for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac for conventional lending. That loan limit changes every year, typically on Black Friday. And it's set up based on the median sales prices for homes in the area. And so this year, our loan limit went up fairly significantly. So right now, you can get a conventional loan up to $667,000.
Notice how they missed that 666.
Well, 667,500 actually. Yeah. So King.
It just kind of just went barely over it. So some people wouldn't freak out.
That's right. Yes, absolutely.
So King, I don't want that loan.
No, please, no.
That's an evil loan. I can't have it.
Yeah, yeah. So King, Snohomish, and Pierce counties are up to 667,000, which means that you can get a home with 5% down, and it's mm-hmm. a conventional 30-year fixed-rate loan. And,
unbelievable.
Fairly easy to qualify for. When you go above that 667 limit, now you're into a jumbo loan, and there's lots of additional rules, requirements, restrictions, conditions. It's a much more mm-hmm. technical type of a loan program.
Right.
So 667 is sort of a magic number right now.
Okay.
And we're sitting at that right now for King, Snohomish, and Pierce counties. The outlying counties have lower loan limits.
They're varied, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you have to call and ask about those.
That's right. Hey, one other thing that just came up here over the last I just got an update yesterday mm-hmm. from our good friend Mike Olden at American Reporting Company.
Yeah.
Mike is our buddy that helps us with credit report information and what's going on in the credit bureau fronts. There is a new set of rules that is being implemented in April of this year. And it's kind of cool because what's happening is on your credit report, as of April 16th, civil judgments and tax liens will no longer be reported on your credit report.
What?
So this is really helpful for some folks that might have those types of items.
Wow, especially for like self-employed people.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Now, there's still things that could pop up on your title policy on the property.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, but these will not be showing up on your credit report. Also, parking tickets are no longer showing up.
Well, that was from back in July,
yeah, that
right?
one came into effect. So it kind of just a reminder of a few things. Also, medical bills. If you have a medical collection, there's a 180-day waiting period now between the time an account is created mm-hmm. and the time it can be reported as a collection on your credit report. So basically, that gives you 6 months to kind of work things out with a medical creditor. You know, if it's a right. payment plan or a dispute or working through with your insurance.
Right.
You know, a lot of the times there can be some issues that come up with you kind of solving medical claims. And this gives a full 6 months to get that all sorted out. So a lot of good things are happening with that. There's also been some enhanced dispute resolution processes, especially for someone who's been the victim of identity theft or fraud, which is rampant right now, especially with recent data breaches at some of the credit bureaus.
Yeah.
So, you know, I always remind people if you haven't yet, check your credit frequently. You can actually go on and get free credit reports. The official credit report site is annualcreditreports.com. So annualcreditreport.com. Those you'll be able to pull your credit information free once a year from the three major bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. What I like to do is and you can